Saturday afternoon, you're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I've just left my good friend Gordon. He's at Murion, M-U-R-I-O-N, on Twitter. John Peavoy, Pat, and Aidan, and a few others who, yeah, Ireland's a small place, you know, still only a population of just over 4 million here. They say there's many degrees of separation, seven, is it? Seven? Well, in Ireland they reckon it's about 2.6435, approximately. But we're driving from the back end of... It's wrong, isn't it? Not the back end of Cork. Where in Cork? Macroom? Yeah, Macroom. And we're heading all the way through Killarney now. I'm on the road, obviously, as I'm doing this audio boo, but I had to pull in because it's been a long, long time since... I've been to Kerry, but it's a long time since to use the phrase stop and smell the roses. It's a good day, you know, it's a happy day. I'm not down here for work, we're down here for a wedding. We've an hour to get there, and we've taken we've allowed ourselves 2.5 hours to get from the church in, where was it, Conavie, was it? Conavie, all the way over to Killarney to the hotel. But if ever I was to bring anybody to Ireland, my favourite city, without a shadow of a doubt, is Cork. I mean, I love Dublin, but my favourite city is Cork. No doubts about it. And to take the drive or the cycle all the way over through to Killarney, back roads without sat nav, allow yourself to get lost. It is phenomenal. It really, really, really is. The scenery is amazing. And as I'm driving by, I'm seeing what appear to be monoliths of you might say, as for want of a better description. But it's. I don't understand. Like, we promote Ireland as a green or as the green country. I mean, this is it. There are no signs down here. There's lots of signs, most of them in Irish, but as I travelled down the road, like, there's bits of art just nestles into the trees. I was passing by, there was a wee little mountain thing right beside the road where, you know, obviously that they've kind of cut through Darby O'Gill Hotel. It's very good. And with a real Irish shamrock on top of your Guinness. And this rock had a horse. Like a, you know, like the black stallion, you know, when he's up on his hind legs. Yeah, except it was looked hand carved out of stone, grey, just there as you're passing by. All of a sudden, there's like some odd, I say unusual, as in I like it, art nestled in between the hedge grows on the other side of the road. It's, if I could walk all the way from Macroom to Killarney, I would do it. I really, really would. I think it would be worth every single penny. It is Darby O'Gill's hotel. I wasn't imagining things. I know there's a lot of nice... Well, Kerry to me has always been great. Last time I was down here, I think it was in Tralee, or last time I stayed over, not for work, to differentiate. It really, really was... I think it was down in Tralee, which is like this, you know, you might say centre, but I think the funniest thing I've seen, you know, you see these yellow road signs, the triangle ones, and they've got, you know, like roads narrowing, those kind of signs. Yeah, one of them with a cow. Yeah, on a cow in sight, because if there was a cow, they'd fall off the mountain, unless they're rock climbing cows of some variation, form or another, that have been produced using genetically modified plant cells. Slow automatic level crossing. This is an automatic. Turn in, Jesus. So yeah, look, I don't know. I think I was talking at the, pardon my rambling, but I'm concentrating on the road. It's when I was at the .conf and I was trying to explain and say, look, there are points in time where a video really doesn't do it just. And it doesn't. I think in context of where we are coming through in the Killarney, I think you'd want every single cameraman from Radio Telefiche Sharon or the Irish Television Board, you'd want them all here at 10 metre intervals to try and get it all in. And it doesn't work that way. It really, really doesn't work that way. I'm sure Omani blog, Paul, would probably be able to give a poem on this one that would do it more just, or that might be reticent of the scenery that I am talking about. But how do I best describe it? Well, close your eyes, remember when you were 16, 17, 22, 25, and you realised how in love you were with the person who is sitting beside you now, and you wanted to tell somebody, you wanted to tell everybody, you wanted to tell the world. In the case of me, that may have been pre-internet days, but in the case of everybody that I'd know, but it's one of them feelings or emotions. And if you can find a landscape in the country that is or equals or somehow transcends into an admiration for a landscape, well, this is it, without a shadow of any doubt. It has to be. It's just pure phenomenal, and I can't explain it. Maybe some of the people online who are from Kerry will be able to help me out with a few pictures on this. Might see if we can get a blog post together on it, because I think you'd want to create I think if you got everybody on Foursquare to check into Killarney but not in the same spot, take a photograph, even if they did stand in the same spot, I think every one of them would be breathtaking, to be honest. The cover art I'm going to go with on this will have to be the cow, the road sign, only because I've never seen one before. I've seen horse ones in Ballybottle, which is equally beautiful. Well, not equally, well, maybe that could get me into a bit of trouble. Come to Killarney, come to Cork, and go see, look at the trees, enjoy, really do enjoy. Take care, folks, bye for now. As always, Peter Donegan, signing out, and a happy Saturday. Take care. Well.